talk a lot about Suns game two. They're lost to Minnesota. Here to join in the conversation. I'm very curious to pick the brain of him, too, after what he listened to on the phone lines last night after that game. He hosts the pre- and post-game shows for the Suns here on Arizona Sports. Tim Ring, our guest on the Arizona Sports line. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, guys. You know what? I've noticed a pattern here. You only have me on after they lose. Now, I want to say I appreciate that. putting me on the spot after a loss is always a good time to come on. You guys got to promise me you'll have me on after a win.
Okay, you have to promise me they're going to win
at some point.
Yeah, if that happens, and you know, we talk all the time, Tim, and I always make it a point to listen to the postgame show, especially after losses, because I like to gauge the temperature of the fan. I couldn't do it last night. I was so frustrated. I turned everything off. What was the gist of what you were hearing, and what was the gist of what you were saying after a frustrating loss last night?
Well, you know, obviously, the fans are extremely frustrated. And, you know, I have not had an opportunity to hear your guys' show this morning, but I'm sure you guys have been talking about it as well. There's frustration with the performance of the big three. There's frustration with Frank Vogel. Obviously, the coach always takes a ton of heat when the team performs or underperforms the manner of which it did. And now the Suns are two losses away from going home without winning a playoff series in a season that had so many expectations. It's just, you know, guys, The Suns' lack of a traditional point guard, I mean, there's a litany of things to get into about that game last night or what's happened so far in the series, but their lack of a traditional point guard has become a glaring issue in this particular series, because the Timberwolves are so good in terms of having intense perimeter defenders. They're long, they're athletic, they're in your face, they're tenacious, they give you no quarter, and they are forcing turnovers. I mean, we know the stats now, 31 to 2 points off a turnovers. The Timberwolves converted, you know, 20 turnovers into 31 points last night. But it goes beyond the turnovers, guys. I mean, the Suns are having just trouble initiating offense.
Yeah.
I mean, forget getting good shots, guys. At times, they're having trouble getting any shots. And Charles Barkley talked about this on the postgame show last night after the Mavs-Clippers game, and I wholeheartedly agree. He brought up the point guard thing, and he just said, you know, look at Booker, Beal, and Durant should not be initiating the offense. They should be finishing plays. And when you talk about the way the Timberwolves can defend you with guys like McDaniels and Anthony Edwards, and the fact that they are just in the kitchen of Beal, Booker, and Durant every possession, and the Suns don't have an inside presence, you know, to counter that. It's really only Nurkic down there, and obviously he's not a consistent finisher. So they've got this Suns offense right now on complete lockdown. The way to beat intense individual pressure is to put the ball on the deck and get it to the basket. Well, how many times last night did we see Beal and Booker actually get to the basket? They see Rudy Gobert, and they turn around and run the other way.
Yeah.
Or they kick it out. They don't challenge them. So this offense right now is completely bogged down. Remarkably, the Suns actually were playing through it, though, you know, and had that three-point lead before the bottom fell out in the third quarter.
How is it, how do you explain to people that such marvelous individual offensive talents are struggling to hold their own in a playoff series? I get caliber and quality of defense. When has that ever completely shut down great basketball players?
Yeah, Dan, and that's exactly right. And that's the frustration here, because even without a traditional point guard, you would think the elite one-on-one scoring ability of Booker, Beal, and Durant could at least overcome that, and we wouldn't see back-to-back games where Frank Vogel has to empty his bench at the end of the game for garbage time because you're not in the basketball game. Now, schematically speaking, you know, the Suns talked about adjusting things after game one and putting these guys in better positions to score. I got to tell you, despite the fact they led this game at the half, and as I mentioned, they had that three-point lead midway through the third, I mean, the Suns came out of the gate last night in the basketball game. They turned it over three of their first six possessions, and Durant, Booker, and Beal started 0-for-8 from the field. So I don't know exactly what adjustments were made, but we didn't see them early on throughout the course of the game. And, Bick, let's be honest. The big three, you got to be better than 14, 18, 20 points to beat a team like the Timberwolves, because when you talk about the supporting cast in a series like this, especially with Grayson Allen, you know, hurt and really ineffective from a shot making standpoint when he's been on the court, you look at the Timberwolves with Jaden McDaniels and Mike Conley and Naz Reid and Alexander Walker, you know, compared to Nurkic, O'Neal, Derek Gordon, and Grayson Allen. Like, that's a lot to overcome, because those guys are out, their others are out playing the Suns' others. So the big three not only have to be great, they have to be exceptionally great to rise above that. And I'm talking about, I mean, they have to start getting those numbers up to between 80 and 90 points a game here in game three and game four to try to even up this series, because 18, 14, and 20 for the big three just isn't going to be good enough, Big. And I don't know why they can't just unlock against this Timberwolves offense, or defense rather, consistently to make a difference to see you end up on the right end of the scoreboard by the time the game is over.
Yeah, you know what they always say is good offense beats good defense every time, especially when you're talking about this kind of talent, but it's not been good offense. I want to go back to something you said, though, earlier, Tim, and it was something that was glaring on the stat sheet. I think Rudy Gobert has been fantastic in this series. He was fantastic last night. But the Suns' level of respect that they are showing Rudy Gobert in the fact that he's blocked one shot in the two games, in 39 minutes of play last night, he picked up two personal fouls. They are cowering at the challenge of Rudy Gobert. Yeah, you're going to get swatted sometimes, but you also have to get that guy into some foul trouble and make him think about things, and they have not done that. Is that an adjustment you would like to see moving forward?
Yeah, go up strong, because like I said, the way to beat in-your-face individual defense when they're going to play you like that out on the court and they're forcing turnovers, that's a problem. Obviously, that needs to be rectified. A lot of the Suns' turnovers are happening 25 and 35 feet from the basket, which are an eyesore, and they also strip you with confidence and any kind of momentum. But back to the Gobert thing, yeah, the way to beat that kind of defense is to beat them off the dribble and get to the basket. And if you can't finish yourself, maybe create for a teammate. And they're just not doing it. And they're not challenging Gobert. And what's crazy about it, Vince, is they were challenging him fine during the regular season. They were going up strong. Yeah. But for whatever reason, Booker and Beal, when they get to the basket, they either look to dribble it out or they look to kick it out. And even KD, if you guys recall, early in the third quarter, he put it on the deck. He got to the basket, and he couldn't finish two layups early on in the third quarter. So layups have been an issue for the Suns in these first two games as well. I mean, put that on the list, right? But yeah, the ineffectiveness to challenge Gobert at the basket, they've got to go up strong. You're right, Vince. If you get a shot blocked, you get it blocked. But you know what? Maybe you draw contact. Maybe you get to the free throw line. Maybe you even get an N1 to get yourself a 3-point play opportunity. Indeed. So those are adjustments that I thought we would see made after game one. We did not in game two. Maybe we'll see them on the home court in games three and four.
Now, okay, so what might they do? What can they do to change the equation going into game three? Or do you just roll it out and hope for the best?
Well, for one thing, when adversity strikes, they got to be tougher mentally. I mean, they would suffer physically against the Timberwolves defense. That's fine. I mean, I think we can all see that. You got to be tougher physically. They got to be tougher mentally when Minnesota makes a run. I mean, you know, Booker talked about it. He said, hey, listen, we kind of separated. And it's like we've seen this in sports all the time, football, basketball, whatever. When adversity strikes good teams, they kind of come together and they survive it and they overcome. Fragile teams or teams without a solid base, they fall apart. And that's kind of what we saw out of the Suns last night when the Timberwolves went on that 12-0 run in the third quarter. It was still a basketball game, guys. I mean, it was a 7-point game heading to the fourth quarter. But again, they come out, they turn the ball over, and they allow the Timberwolves to go on another run, an 11-0 run. And by the way, the last two baskets of that 11-0 run, Jaden McDaniels just waltzed to the basket with nobody guarding him, nobody stepping out to challenge him. And he laid it right in. So Big, to answer your question, I mean, schematically, I don't know. I don't make millions of dollars to coach this sport. But I can tell you this, Frank Vogel's got to figure out a way to put Booker, Durant, and Beal in more advantageous scoring positions in the heat of that Minnesota defense. And I don't know if that's, you know, staggered screens or back screens or anything to kind of initiate offense. But they lack an inside scoring presence, and that's going to be a problem going forward for the Suns. But it's got to come down to these guys. If they just have to make shots, they've got to make shots. Mm-hmm. You know, they were a little better in that regard in game two than game one.
Not good enough.
But, you know, you hope in the home court your role players play a little better and the big three can get unlocked here, because, again, the scoring totals for these guys isn't near what it needs to be.
Tim, great stuff. Thank you, Tim. It was epic.
What is up?
Tim Ring joining us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Thank you, Tim.